Hello, and welcome to another episode of Cybersecurity for All podcast, a podcast all about cybersecurity from ApeTech. I'm your host, Alex, and today we're going to be talking about botnets. Before we jump into the episode, let me update you on a few things. We just crossed over 712 downloads. And if you remember, my goal for the month of April, which is still has 3 days left in it, was to get to 750 downloads. So thank you to everybody that's been listening to my podcast. I've been putting out requests on social media, asking my friends and family to listen to all my episodes because I have quite a few episodes and you genuinely will learn something amazing if you listen to my podcast. So to everybody that's been listening, thank you so much for your support. Really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. We are hopefully, I'm 40-ish, a little under 40, away from getting to 750 to hitting my goal. So there's a few more days. So if you haven't started listening, if you haven't shared with your friends and family, please feel free to share it today. If you want to leave a message, there's a voicemail URL in the episode description that you can use to get a hold of me. Also, apetech.me/social is where you can find me and everything else that I'm working on. I'm very active on Twitter, and you can find me on there at apetechda. Also, if you enjoy the cybersecurity content, but you want a little bit more, feel free to check me out on TikTok. I'm posting even more content about cybersecurity on there that I think you might enjoy. This podcast is just one of my many different side hustles that I'm working on. All right, enough updates. Let's get into the episode. What is a botnet? Okay, and today we're going to be talking about, you might have heard botnets or heard about botnets in the news. You might have just heard about bots that are just buying all this inventory up. Now, not all bots are created equal. There are good bots. You probably heard of chat bots. You probably interacted with the chat bot, right? If you've been many popular websites today, their customer service has been converted over to a chat bot. So you're not actually interacting or IMing with a real human being. You are interacting with an artificially intelligent bot that is helping the business redirect your queries or your questions in such a way that they can then help you with the appropriate resources. So again, just keep that in mind as we go through this, that not all bots are created equal. And today we're going to be talking about botnets, which if it sounds a little scary, it is. And I'm going to walk you through everything I know about a botnet and then give you some tips and tricks at the end on how to protect yourself from a botnet. All right, so according to Kaspersky, a major antivirus software company, a botnet comes from the words robot and network. These bots take over your devices, usually without your consent, and then go on and do something on the internet. Most of the time, they perform malicious attacks such as stealing data, causing servers to crash, or they even distribute other malicious software. Like an invisible virus, and I'm sure we've all, over the last year and a few months, have had our experience with invisible viruses that you cannot see. Users are usually unaware that their devices are being used for malicious activities. So how are botnets used? Botnets are a tool that hackers use to help augment the damage of their attacks. An attacker only has so many infinite resources. But if you can build an army of devices to help you in your attack, well, you got something big brewing. It all starts with the bot herder. This person is orchestrating the attack and begins to create and distribute bots. The bot herder will distribute the bots and infect other computers, which become zombie computers. This is why it is so important that you do not fall to social engineering attacks, such as phishing scams, or give up your password to your computer or other devices. Once your computer is infected with a bot, it can be controlled by a bot herder. Your computer will operate mindlessly without your consent and sometimes without you even knowing. When the bot herder is ready to activate the bots, he does so remotely. The bots mobilize and carry out their programmed attacks. So now that you know what a botnet is, naturally my first question is, should you worry about botnets, right? Can you fall a victim of a botnet? Maybe you don't hang out with that kind of a crowd, right? So maybe you don't aren't worried about botnets or aiding in a botnet attack or even being a victim of a botnet attack. But let's talk about a little bit deeper about these attacks, and maybe you should be worrying about botnets. So botnets are a different kind of malware that can cause some serious damage. You might become a victim of a botnet attack, or you might become an accomplice. Okay, this is really key. With a lot of other viruses or a lot of other malware, you're usually a victim. But botnets are special in the sense that you become an accomplice, right? You're computing resourcing devices, source resources. They help and aid an attacker to help them do the bad thing, and by that transitive property, you are indeed committing the crime as well, right? So either way, though, whether you're a victim or an accomplice, you should try to stay away from botnets as much as possible. Identifying social engineering attacks can be tricky, but the best way to avoid falling victim to a botnet attack is to practice safe internet browsing tips and tricks. Never download anything you do not trust or recognize. Challenge every email that comes with attachments or that asks you to visit a website to install something. Scammers nowadays might even try to call you on your phone and convince you to go to your computer to download something, specifically some software, so that they can quote unquote remote into your computer to guide you and help you with the task or scam that they're trying to carry out. So there are just so many different tactics that an attacker can use to get botnets installed into your computer. Being vigilant and aware of their tactics is just one way to combat this. And it's not just your computers. You might be thinking, well, I don't really use my computer. I do all my shopping through my phone or my tablets and stuff like that, right? No. these botnets will attack any kind of device. Phones, infrastructure, hardware, Internet of Things devices can all serve as host to a botnet. Basically, in a nutshell, the easiest way to think about it, and perhaps the most scariest thing in my opinion here, is if it can connect to the internet, it could be used as a botnet. Okay, so this is why, if you listen to earlier podcast episodes, I've urged you to change your default username and passwords on all your devices, right? So it doesn't matter if you're using your phone, your cameras, your Ring doorbells, your Alexa devices, any device that can connect to the internet could at some point potentially become either an aid to a botnet attack or fall victim to a botnet attack. So you just want to be very careful with all of these things. And if you're kind of, worried now, go back and listen to my other episodes. I walk you through a lot of tips and tricks, helpful tips and tricks, to kind of help mitigate these risks. Any device can be used, okay? So your router, your cameras, everything. So at this point, then you're probably asking yourself, how in the world do I protect myself from this super scary botnet attack? Well, as scary as these botnets are, there are a few things you can do to protect yourself. First, if you haven't already, change the default password on those connected devices, okay? So many attacks happen because your router comes out of the manufacturer with the default username and password on a sticker on the box, and nobody ever bothers to change it. If an attacker can get access to your IP address, then they can log into your box and then take over your network. They can then see all the other devices that you have on your network and try to exploit vulnerabilities on those devices. Similarly, if you have any of these devices and you're not updating them, right, as we get more and more devices, it becomes a bigger pain in the butt to update these devices. So if you have smart outlet switches, or outlet plugs and smart light switches, smart lights, smart devices such as like your assistants like Alexa and the Google Assistant, and if you have any of these devices anywhere throughout your house and you're not updating them because maybe you're lazy or maybe you just don't want to deal with it, that's a huge no-no, right? This is how you open yourself up to become a victim of these attacks, because you're not taking those proactive steps that you need to be taking to protect yourself, right? So it's not just about updating your default username and password, but you should be updating the software on those devices as well. And make sure you're using a strong password. I have an episode on that as well, right? So it's not just a matter of doing password 1234. Don't be using commonly used passwords, because even if you change the default password, but you change it to a common password, then you're basically still in the same spot that you were. Make sure you're buying devices from trusted vendors. I talked about this in another episode too, but when you buy cheap devices, you're buying compromised security. And be careful with email attachments. If you don't request something from someone, don't download it, right? It's so easy to just send out a million emails and have just even less than 1% of those million click on that link. That's just enough to get the botnet going. And it's a snowball effect, right? It will spiral out of control. Update your antivirus, right? Same thing with like the devices, right? If you do have an antivirus, which you should, not updating it will not help you, right? Because your antivirus can only help you against known attacks or known botnet signatures. But if you don't update it, then you won't know, you won't have access to the latest and greatest. And with that said, and I mentioned it in my last podcast episode about antiviruses, these antiviruses are only going to be good against known signatures. So if it's a completely new botnet that is emerging, then you're still going to be susceptible to an attack. So just keep that in mind, that the antivirus is not the one and all solution to everything. And finally, never click on any links and messages that you receive, right? This can be via text message, social media, DMs, emails, etc. Anywhere there's a link, be very careful, right? People you're sharing on social media, I'm sharing my podcast episode and I provide a link, right? And maybe you want to listen to my podcast, but maybe you don't want to click on the link. That's fine. All you got to do is you yourself navigate over to Anchor or to your podcast place of choice and then listen to the episode there, right? So like you can navigate your way onto a thing. So if you're curious about something, if somebody shares something, right, hover over the URL and see where it's coming from, and then you yourself go there. That way you have control as to whether you're actually going to the place or if you're being redirected somewhere else. Okay, because remember, links can take you pretty much anywhere on the internet, and hackers can use malicious links to send you to malicious places where you'll obtain malicious software. Once a botnet gets on your machine, it is very difficult to stop. Always be on the defensive and be vigilant for malicious attempts against you and your devices. All right, and there you have it, your botnet 101 guide. I hope you take my advice here and go protect yourself. Be careful when you click on links on the internet. Make sure you trust the sender and keep your passwords updated and safe. Make sure you're updating your devices. Make sure you're just always on the prowl towards these attacks, right? And this is one of the reasons why I put out this podcast, is because the more you're aware of the dangers of using the internet, the more safe you can be. The last thing I want is for people to just like go and hide under a rock, because it's 2021 and you need the internet to function, right? But as the internet becomes even more ubiquitous and as more and more and more devices come out, right? 5G is just getting started and every device in the world is going to be connected to the internet, right? You already have your washers and your dryers and your refrigerators, and almost every aspect of your life is slowly being converted into this smart Internet of Things connected device. So there is no denying or escaping these things, right? So the only thing you can do is share the awareness or spread the awareness and hope that people can make the best decision that they can do. The botnets are out there stealing information from unsuspecting victims. Do your part and do not offer up your devices to these botnet hackers. Well, that's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you feel that someone you know could benefit from listening to this episode, please feel free to share it with them. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to my podcast, and thanks for the support. I know I'm just getting started, but I'm excited to see where I can take this podcast in the future. Thanks for being a part of this journey with me. See you in the next one.